As we read through the beginning of the book of Acts, it's a beautiful beginning as we see the church proclaiming the message of salvation. The glad tidings are spreading. Though saints are suffering, still good is being accomplished. We see in chapter 4, Peter and John arrested. Though they are faithful to do God's will, the faithful will, as the scriptures show us again and again, often suffer, though all they're doing is good. And Peter, as he was before the Sanhedrin, addressed the accusers, who of course found fault with them concerning what they taught, Christ, his death, and the guilt of the Jews for crucifying the Son of God. And so they are threatening them. And in verse 17 it says, "So that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. So it got to the point where the authorities here, the Jewish authorities, were taking action against the apostles as they had already done to Jesus himself, put him to death. And so now the same is happening to his followers. And these, as they are threatened, do not in any way back down with fear, forsake the Lord, or flee for their lives as they have done at other times earlier in their following of Christ at his betrayal. But we have rather a strong stand. Verse 19, "But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So their expressed intent is to continue doing what they have been doing. They're going to continue to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. They're not going to stop anything. They will not listen to men while at that listening to men, it causes them to close their ears to God's commands. It's like we've been studying at various times from the book of Romans where the command comes from God to obey the authorities, but we know that the authorities can only be obeyed as long as what they command or require is in no way contradicts the will of God. And thus, these men could not listen to the men who threatened them to no longer speak in the name of Jesus. As God's people today, we're so blessed to have the freedoms that we do. What it ought to create in us is an appreciation for what we have versus many parts of the world, where you can't go freely to proclaim the name of Christ. And if you do go, you're going to go with great caution. You're going to be very careful. And you might try to speak the word of God, but you know that you're putting yourself in danger because there will be those who do like they do here. And of course, we don't know what the future holds here as well. It can change. We might have freedom now, but that freedom could change. There are already people who are very dead set against the values that we stand for and the truths that we teach as Christians. And so we need, or we should, never take anything for granted. But using the freedoms that we have now, we should be reminded of the fact that regardless of what happens, our dedication and loyalty must be to God, regardless of whether we have freedom or not. That we must have the same disposition of heart here, that we're going to listen to God, we're not going to listen to men. So when they had threatened them, or when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them, because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done, the healing of the lame man. For the man, it says, was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. So they were strong, they were faithful. But even for us, when we have a victory, maybe it's a temptation and we overcome it. Maybe it's an obstacle and there's some sort of hostility that we might face, maybe not persecuted in this to this level, but still we can face, and we do face today, people who are hostile to the truth, people who oppose the things that we believe, who might ridicule, might even give you trouble in your workplace for what you believe and stand for. And yet, despite victories we may have, we can't take anything for granted but need to ask and request God's help that we might continue to remain faithful to Him, because Satan never relents. Look at verse 23, "And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God and with one accord and said, 'Lord, You are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of Your servant David had said, Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ.'" So they're quoting that which applies to what has just happened. Men will often stand against God. But notice then, "For truly against Your holy servant Jesus, whom You anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever Your hand and Your purpose determined before to be done." So all that happened, even at the hands of God's enemies, was still within the will of God. Nothing happens that God doesn't allow to happen. And if it happens, it's in accordance with God's will that He allows it to happen, allows men to make their choices, and He can even turn that which is in opposition to His people as some means of strengthening His people, as often happens. And then they request this, verse 29, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to Your servants that with all boldness they may speak Your word by stretching out Your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of Your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So here is a prayerful people looking to God for help during a very trying time. They knew who they could turn to, and the God that they had trusted in was with them. They asked for boldness, and here, as in this day and time was done on various occasions, they were filled with the Holy Spirit in a miraculous measure, and in this sense they were like others who were suddenly filled with a message that they were proclaiming. And you can always see this constant theme. Whenever the Holy Spirit, whether it was in the Old Testament, as took place with Saul, King Saul, or others at various times, when they were filled with the Spirit to speak something, it was always spoken with great boldness and force. Because God's Word comes from God Himself. It's a message not to be proclaimed timidly, with fear, but rather with courage, with boldness, and of course always with love. And that's the nature of our work. We also need to have this courage. Courage to stand strong for the truth. Courage to speak the truth that always needs to be spoken to those who are outside of the body, to those who've wandered from the fold, to one another as we seek to build each other up in the faith. But to know it, we must spend much time meditating upon it. We're not going to get a direct revelation that causes us with boldness to speak forth the word, but as we study it, it will produce in us a strong conviction so that when we are given that opportunity, we will want to, with boldness, speak forth the truth and speak against error, or take advantage of an opportunity to direct someone in the way of salvation, because that's the power of God's word. It can change and alter people's futures. May each one of us have this same kind of determination and love for God's Word, to desire to boldly proclaim it at all times, no matter what we face. If tonight you're not yet a child of God, that transformation can take place if you'll believe in Christ with all of your heart and turn from your past sins and acknowledge your faith in Jesus and be immersed in water, baptized, so that your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ can be washed away when you comply with those commands given by God. And then as we live faithfully, having become Christians, we're assured that as we walk in the light, we have hope that can never be taken from us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so remaining faithful to God assures us of a place in heaven. But we can always choose. We can say that we're not going to walk with God. Typically, we're not going to utter those words, but it's a matter of actions. It's a matter of giving in to temptation. It's a matter of reverting back to things that we came out of, or being drawn by people of this world influenced by them to turn away and go with them down a path we ought not to go. But if we need to come back to the Lord or put Him on tonight, we can do that. Won't you come as we stand and sing?